主耶稣圣名，我们利用灵会的机会一起来学习神的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we take the opportunity of spiritual convocation to learn God's word.
今天早上这个聚会，小弟继续用谁的家能蒙神赐福呢？来跟大家一起来查考。
In this morning's service, I would like to continue to study the topic, whose house will be blessed.
好，我们在星期二聚会的时候提到了神的约柜曾经被掳到外邦去。
And during Tuesday night service, we previously mentioned that the Ark of God was taken captive.
那从腓力士地被送回来的时候，第一个地方是先送到博士麦人的城。
And when the Ark was sent back from the Philistines, it was first sent to Beth Shemesh.
那是在撒母耳记上第六章的第十二节。
And this is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 12.
那这个博士麦城呢，它是在犹大跟腓力士的边境。
And Beth Shemesh is located on the border of the Philistines and the Israelites.
那博士麦是一个什么地方啊？我们要先来看一下耶稣雅记。
Let's look at what type of place Beth Shemesh was in Joshua.
约书亚记二十一章。
In Joshua chapter 21.
约书亚记二十一章，看第十六节。
Joshua chapter 21 verse 16.
第十六节哈，这里。如果从第十一节，你会看到说，这是以色列人将希伯伦，就是乌沙人的陶城和属城的郊野，都给了祭司亚伦的子孙，又给他们利拉和属城的郊野。第十三节。
Verse 13, thus to the children of Aaron the priest, they gave Hebron with its common land, a city of refuge for its slayer, Libna with its common land.
然后接下去他就一直在描述给祭司 的这些诚意，到第十六节的时候，他说雅因和属城的郊野，于他和属城的郊野，博士麦和属城的郊野，共九座城，都是从这二支派中分出来的。
And it proceeds to describe the common lands of the priests until verse 16. It says, Ain with its common land, Judah with its common land, and Beth Shemesh with its common land, nine cities from these two tribes.
所以博士麦这个地方就是当时候给祭司和利未人的城邑。
And therefore, Beth Shemesh was the land given to the Levites.
这是为什么当约柜送回来的时候，
And this is why, when the ark was returned,
当他们在收割麦子，看到约柜出现，他们很高兴。
And when they were harvesting the grain, they were very glad to see that the ark was returning.
在那里，他们就把那个牛车劈了，把牛杀了，献祭在那个磐石上，就献祭给神。
And they cut off the yoke from the oxen and sacrificed the two oxen.
那所以撒母耳记上的第六章呢，特别提到。那时候利未人呢，他们就来执行这个献祭的工作。
In 1 Samuel chapter 6, it describes how the priests offered to God.
可是他们后来呢，在第十九节说，他们擅观神的约柜，结果就被神击杀了七十人。
But in verse 19, it describes how these men were struck by God because they looked into the ark of God.
那我们聚会的时候已经提到这个约柜呢。是有神要怎么对待约柜，神有很详细的要求规定。
God has very detailed laws concerning how to deal with the ark.
那他们所谓的善观，其实是他们是看到里面去，是把它打开看看里面是什么东西。
And it says that they looked into the ark of the Lord.
所以不是只是普通的说在旁边看说，约柜怎么一回事而已。
They were not only observing what was happening with the ark.
所以对这些利未人来说，他们很清楚神的律法。
The Levites were very familiar with God's law.
本来越过到他们的诚意，他们理应当要真的欢喜快乐，然后因此蒙福的。
And originally they would have been blessed in their rejoicing after seeing the ark return.
可是他们的这个动作就在说明他们对神失去了敬畏的心。
But these actions manifest that they lost their reverence toward God.
所以你看神击杀他们之后，他们众人就哀哭了。
Once the Lord struck them, the people cried out.
本来应该要很快乐的，现在变成哀伤了。
Originally they were very joyful, but now they were lamenting.
那后来他们就说第二十节就说，谁能够在神这个圣洁的神面前来势力呢？
And in verse 20 they said, who is able to stand before this holy Lord God?
他们甚至不敢让这个约柜继续留在他们的城里。
And they did not even dare to allow the ark to continue to stay in their city.
他们认为这个神的要求很高，他们可能达不到。
They believed that they were not able to reach God's standards.
结果他们就说，这个约柜可以从我们这里送到谁那里去呢？
And so they considered where they would send the ark.
其实约柜在百姓的心目中不就是神临在 的地方吗？
But where the ark dwells is where God dwells.
有约柜在这个地方，他们就可以求问神。
And where the ark is, there they can inquire of God.
当时候百姓他们要去打仗打输，他们就想到说要把约柜抬出去就打赢了。
And when the Israelites were losing in a battle, they thought to bring out the ark so that they might have a victory.
当然神不是，当然这个事情后来他们都知道失败了。
And of course this plan failed.
那可是在他们的观念里面，如果约柜临到的地方，他们就得到指引，他们就得到神的祝福。
But their concept was that wherever the ark was, there they would find guidance.
那有神同在，他们就有福气啊。
Where God is, there is blessing.
可是现在他们竟然害怕，他们说谁能这个约柜要从我们这边去送到谁那边去呢？
But now they were dreadfully afraid, and they wanted to send the ark away.
所以我们就看到博士麦人他们虽然知道神的律法，他们也曾经服侍过。这个在神面前服侍过。
Although the men of Beth Shemesh knew the law of God and once served God.
因为这当中的人是利未人。
Since they're Levites.
但是他们却没有办法得到神的祝福。
But they were unable to receive God's promise.
他们知道这位神是圣洁的神。
They knew that God was a holy God.
可是他们并没有想说我要成为圣洁的人，在神面前可以势力。
But they did not consider that they must become holy that they might serve God.
他们没有去想说为什么这个约柜到这个地方来，他们这个动作能够会让神击杀。
They didn't consider that their actions would cause them to be struck by God.
所以他们并没有因为约柜来到而得到任何的改变。
And they did not transform themselves because of the arrival of the ark.
甚至都没有想到这些人的死亡到底是为什么。
And they did not even consider why these men were stricken down.
他们就很赶紧的要把约柜送走了。
And they were in a hurry to send the ark away.
所以我们会看到他们的这个做法，觉得很惋惜啊，很可惜啊。
And we see that these actions cause us to have regret.
也就是说，他们本来有一个大好的机会，约柜被送到他们这里来，这是出于神的旨意。
And originally they had the opportunity to have the ark stay in their city, and it's God's will.
可是他们却把它送走了。
But they sent the ark away.
所以我们就想到说，今天有时候福气临到我们的家的时候，我们都不晓得要珍惜，反而要把它送出去。
Sometimes when blessing comes upon our family, we do not think to take the opportunity, but we send it away.
当神的恩典临到的时候
，When God's grace falls upon us,
其实是要让我们真的能够在神的圣洁上有份的。
It is so that we can have a part in God's holiness.
所以神的恩典，神的这个真理，让我们了解以后。
And once we understand God's truth.
其实就是要让我们的生命丰盛，让我们跟这个世人有分别的。
It is so that we can have life more abundantly, and so that we are sanctified from the world.
你看，我们以前不知道真理的时候。
Before when we did not know the truth.
就做我们认为对的事而已。
We did what we considered correct.
但是有神的真理领导，有神的这个福音。来救赎我们以后。
But with the coming of the truth and salvation,
其实我们就有一个规矩，我们就知道什么规矩了。
Then we have regulations to follow.
我们要知道怎么样让我们的生命能够在神面前有价值。
We will understand how it is that we can make our lives valuable before God.
所以这个真理要改变我们，让我们更圣洁。
This truth will transform us to make us more holy.
更能够符合神的标准。
So that we can better meet God's standards.
最后一定得到神大大的祝福。
And in the end, we will be greatly blessed.
这个福还不是只是地上的。
And this is not only a physical blessing.
包括属灵的，将来在天上永远的这个救恩。
A spiritual eternal blessing.
但是有时候我们真的是不知道这个福气，我们就觉得不要。
Oftentimes, however, we do not know that this is a blessing and we reject it.
所以就像有人他来聚会，但是他没有办法真的得到这个道理。
For example, some people come to service, but they do not necessarily receive.
有时候看到神的作为的时候，反而害怕了。
And they are actually fearful when they see God's work.
比如说有人来教会的时候，他就遇到阻挡。
For example, when someone comes to the church, they encounter hindrances.
没来聚会没事，一来聚会就有事。
If they don't come, then nothing bad happens.
好，所以有人就讲说，那我不要来教会了。
And some people decide that they won't come any longer.
太可怕了。
Because this is too scary.
但是我们如果从圣经看，就是知道这个就是像博士卖人的做法一样的。
But if we look into the Bible, this is exactly what the men of Beth Shemesh did.
神的恩典来到，我们竟然把他推走。
God's grace.Comes upon us, but we push it away.
所以我们看到这些人呢没有办法蒙福。
These men were not able to be blessed.
当然，他们过他们自己原来的生活了。
And they continued in their own lives.
好，那现在这个约柜送去哪里呢
？Where was the ark sent?
那时候第二十一节就说，有人就他们就打发人去见基列耶林的居民，说：“你们来把约柜接到你那边去吧。”
21. So they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath-Jearim, saying, The Philistines have brought back the ark of the Lord. Come down and take it up with you.
为什么当时候他们没有想到要把这个约柜送回示罗去呢？
At the time, why did they not think of sending the ark to Shiloh?
因为照理说约柜是从示罗抬出来的，不是吗？
Because in principle, the ark was taken from Shiloh.
然后去打仗，结果打输了，被掳走了。
And during the battle, since they lost, the ark was captured.
那现在送回来的时候，这个博士麦人他们并没有想到说要送回示罗去。
But the men of Beth Shemesh did not think to send it back to Shiloh.
他们当时候想到的是要送到基列耶林。
They thought to send it to Kirjath-Jearim.
当然，有一些圣经学者他们在查考说，有可能示罗在那个时候在跟非利士人打仗的时候。被毁坏。
Biblical scholars believe that Shiloh might have been destroyed during the battle with the Philistines.
因为这个圣经没有写，我们不知道。
And because this is not recorded in the Bible, we cannot know for sure.
这只是有一些学者他们在推测。
And these are merely speculations.
因为在亚弗这个战役里面，非利士人打胜了，以色列人真的是败得一塌糊涂。
Because in this battle, the Philistines were victorious.
好，那现在呢？不管怎么样，现在博士麦人呢，他们就跑去见基列耶林的人。
So the men of Beth Shemesh went to seek after the men of Kirjath-Jearim.
那这个基列耶林是什么地方啊
？What type of place is Kirjath-Jearim？
我看耶稣雅记。
Let's look back to Joshua.
耶稣雅记第九章。
Joshua chapter 9.
第九章，我们看第十七节。
Chapter 9, verse 17.
九章十七节，以色列人起行，第三天到了他们的城邑，就是基遍、基非拉、比路、基肋耶林。
17. Then the children of Israel journeyed and came to their cities on the third day. Now their cities were Gibeon, Chephirath, Beeroth, and Kirjath-Jearim.
那这个就是基遍人他们来欺骗耶稣雅。然后跟他们立约之后，后来以色列人发现了事实。
And this is a recording of how the inhabitants of Gibeon tricked Joshua and the Israelites into making a treaty with them.
所以其实基列耶林就是当时候基遍人所住的四个城之一啊。
Kirjath-Jearim is one of the four cities in which the inhabitants of Gibeon dwelled.
这个基列耶林是树林的城，表示说它是那里很多的树了。
And
森林呢、啊？
The land of the Gibeons were forests.
那所以你如果继续看第十五章耶稣雅记第十五章
So if we look into chapter 15,
因为它是这个就是犹大人他们所得的地方。
These are the lands that the children of Judah acquired.
啊，再看第十五章的第九节哈。
Chapter 15:9。
又从山顶沿到尼弗多雅的水源，通到以弗伦山的城邑，又沿到巴拉，那巴拉就是基列耶林。
9. Then the border went around from the top of the hill to the fountain of the water of Naphtoah, and extended to the cities of Mount Ephraim, and the border went around to Bala, which is Kirjath-Jearim.
好，那你现在调过去看第六十节哈。
Let us look to verse 60.
那他在记录这个犹大人他们所得到的诚意啊，那攻打迦南地的时候，犹大人他们的诚意。
And these record cities that were captured by Judah.
第六十节说。又有基列巴利，基列巴利就是基列耶林，拉巴共两座城，还有属城的村庄。
60, Kirjath Baal, which is Kirjath-Jearim, and Rabbah, two cities with their villages.
所以你就看到基列耶林，它这个就是在当时的犹大山地里。
And Kirjath-Jearim is located within the hills of Judah.
那按照这个地理位置，如果看地图呢？这个基列耶林跟博士麦差不多差十四英里的。
And geographically, Kirjath-Jearim and there's a distance of 14 miles between Beth Shemesh and Kirjath-Jearim.
所以现在啊，这个博士麦人啊，想到是要把他送到基列耶林这个地方去。
The men of Beth Shemesh thought to send the ark to Kirjath-Jearim.
那现在因为他的牛车已经劈了，对不对？他们现在这个约柜啊，要用抬的了。
And since they broke the yoke, now they had to carry the ark.
所以呢，现在看回来撒母耳记上的第七章。
Let's look back to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
所以呢，现在基列耶人就下来了，所以他们在山上有没有？他们在山这个树林之城啊，从犹大山地下到博士麦来，然后现在要把这个约柜扛回去。
The men of Kirjath-Jearim came down from the hill and took the ark on their shoulders to bring it back up.
所以就将神的约柜接上去，放在山上亚比拿达的家中了。
And they brought it into the house of Abinadab on the hill. And
那这个，你看他这一段路啊，十几 mile 啊，他们要扛着这个约柜啊，这样走这段旅程，而且上山到基列耶林。
They made a 10-mile uphill journey to Abinadab's house.
然后呢，后来就放进去了这个亚比拿达这个人家里的。
And it was put into the house of Abinadab.
那亚比拿达呢，就分派他的儿子以利亚撒来看守神的约柜。
And he consecrated Eliezer his son to keep the ark of the Lord.
现在约柜一放进去，就放了几十年了。
And once the ark was put in, it was left there for decades.
放到什么时候呢？
Until what time was it left?
放到大卫已经当王了。
Until the time of when David was king.
而且大卫是在希伯伦当了七年半的王之后，到耶路撒冷当王之后，他才想到要把约柜赢回来。
And David, only after 7 years after he became king.Did David think of bringing the ark to Jerusalem?
所以我们看历史，在这个时候，扫罗王都还没有出现的。
And in this period of time, King Saul had not even appeared.
这个时候，撒母耳都还是当士师的时候。
And Samuel was still a judge.
那一直到大卫已经当王了，你看这段时间到底有多久呢？
And how long of a time was it until David became king?
所以扫罗做王四十年。
Saul was king for 40 years.
大卫在希伯伦做王七年半之后，他进耶路撒冷做王。我们不知道他在几年的时候要赢回耶柜。
David was king at Hebron for 7.5 years before he entered Jerusalem.
所以如果把这个前后的时间算起来
，And so if we add these years up,
这个耶柜在基列耶林亚比拿达家里面至少超过差不多60年到70年之间。
The time the ark stayed in the house of Abinadab for at least 60 or 70 years.
就一直放在那里的。
It continued to stay there.
你看他这个家，他接待了约柜这么久。
And this ark, this family held the ark for such a long time.
那现在 七章的第二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
现在约柜在基列耶林许久，他现在是说过了很久了，很久。
It said that the ark remained in Kadesh during a long time.
好，过了二十年以后，以色列人全家都倾向神。
And it was there 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord.
也就是说，这个约柜在基列耶林二十年之后，以色列百姓他们才想到说要跟神哀哭了。
And it was only after the ark was already at Kadesh-Rim for 20 years did the Israelites begin to lament.
那为什么他们哀哭？
Why did they lament?
是因为他们当时候真的是被腓力斯人压迫的。
Because they were being oppressed by the Philistines.
所以你看在撒母耳记上第七章的时候，那时候 以色列百姓聚集的时候，他们在献祭，那腓力斯人就来攻打他们了。
And chapter 7 records how when the Israelites were bringing offerings to God, the Philistines attacked them.
那接下来我们看到扫罗当王的时候，到一直到大卫当王，都是在腓力斯人的这个骚扰底下过日子的。
And during the time of Saul's reign until the time of David's reign, the Israelites continued to be harassed.
啊，所以这个时候百姓他们现在终于发现，二十年之后他们终于发现，哎，约柜不在。没有在神的会幕里了。
After 20 years, the Israelites realized that the ark was not in God's tabernacle.
他们生活过得很苦。
They lived bitter lives.
他们现在遇到外族逼迫的时候，他们想到要跟神哀哭了，求神了。
They received persecution from foreign tribes, and only then did they realize that they had to cry out to God.
所以二十年之后，他们终于发现没有约柜，事实上是没有福气的。
After 20 years, they realized that without the ark, they had no blessing.
他们现在终于要来求撒母耳来做什么事。
And they went to Samuel and requested something of him.
所以当时候撒母耳跟以色列全家说。
Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel.
第七章的三节说，你们若一心的归顺神，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心的归向神，单单的侍奉他，他必救你们脱离腓力斯人的手。
3. Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, If you return to the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtoreths among you, and prepare your hearts for the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you from the hands of the Philistines.
表示当时候的百姓他们三心两意。
And this means that the Israelites were not faithful.
他们不是只有在敬拜这位神而已。
They did not only worship this true God.
他们还在家里面还有这些外邦的偶像。
They also had foreign gods among them.
他们的心没有完全归属神。
They did not turn their hearts to God wholeheartedly.
所以呢，当然了，所以说约柜到哪里去，他们不 care， 他们不管的，无所谓。
They did not care where the ark was.
所以你看，约柜就留在亚比拿家里面啊，在犹大山地。经过了二十年，他们终于发现啊，我们为什么会这样做呢？
After the ark remained in the house of Abinadab for 20 years, they realized that they had been wrong.
现在撒母耳要求他们要一心的归向神。
And Samuel requested that they turn their hearts to the Lord.
要从个人的心中把这些偶像除掉。
And they should put away the foreign gods and the Ashtoreths.
要单单的侍奉神。
To serve God only.
也就是要全心的归向这位神。
And to wholeheartedly turn to God.
不可以再脚踏两条船，想要拜这位神，又想要侍奉这些偶像。
And they should not be two-timers to worship the true God and also idols.
因为当时候他们就是受到迦南人的影响。
Because at the time they were influenced by the inhabitants of Canaan.
好，现在这个事实就是约柜放在亚比拿达家里面这么多这么长久的时间。
And the fact is that the ark stayed in Abinadab's house for many years.
那我们是觉得很好奇的是说，在圣经里面对亚比拿达这个家庭并没有很详细的记录，到底发生什么事？
And we are very curious because the Bible does not describe Abinadab's household in detail.
我们只知道说，后来亚比拿达他三个儿子基本上都是在侍奉这个约柜的。
We know that
在服侍约柜。
We only know that Abinadab's three sons ministered before the ark.
哦，因为第七章这里第一节是他分派以利亚撒。
In chapter 7, verse 1, he consecrated Eleazar his son.
那到了 撒母耳记下第六章
In 2 Samuel chapter 6
那就提到了这个乌撒提到乌撒跟这个亚希约
In chapter 6 it mentions Uzzah and Ahio
对那所以我们就看到三个儿子
And that makes three sons.
那因为约柜已经在他家这么久了，几十年了。
And since the ark remained in their house for such a long time.
但是，好像圣经都没有特别提到说这个家庭到底得到什么神特殊的恩典。
Yeah, the Bible does not describe how they were especially blessed.
如果在接待约柜的这段时间里面，他真的得到神大大的祝福，圣经里面应该不会忽略过去。
And if indeed they were greatly blessed during this time, then the Bible would not have glanced over it.
因为约柜在百姓的生命中是他们信仰的中心呢。
Because the ark represents the center of their faith.
可是为什么会这样呢？怎么在他的家里面，圣经中没有讲到他们有什么恩典
？But how is it that the Bible does not record of any blessing that they received？
我们唯一的线索就是后来乌撒他所做的事情。
And our only clue lies in the actions of Uzzah。
也就是说，当时候其实约柜是被抬到他们家里面去的。
At the time, the ark was carried into their house。
可是现在，当大卫派人要来搬约柜的时候。
But when David was sending people to take the ark,
大卫是声势浩大，派了几万人一起来迎接约柜。
And he sent tens of thousands of people to receive the ark.
还派来了新车，特制的。
And he made a new cart.
这个是外邦，这个是腓力斯人的方法。
This is the method of the Philistines.
但是这个亚比拿达的家，他们一样啊，照着外邦人的方式。要把约柜放到新车上。
But the household of Abinadab placed the ark on the cart according to the way of Philistines.
他们并没有去维护到原始的神在律法上所规定的约柜应该要怎么处置。
They did not refer to the original law of God, which describes how they should deal with the ark.
当时候他们就顺着王的意思。
And they went according to the king's will.
新车都派来了，就把约柜抬出去放在新车上啊，刚好。
And since there's new cart, they just place it on.
而且这一次呢，是要从基列耶林把它搬到耶路撒冷去，更远。
And this time, they were to take it from Kirjath Jearim to Jerusalem, which is an even greater distance.
你要抬这个约柜啊，如果说抬一 mile 可能还可以啊。
And if you were to carry this ark, perhaps you can carry it for 1 mile.
但是如果要叫你这样抬20 mile 那就不一样了。
But it's a different story if someone asked you to take it for 20 miles.
这是很费功夫的。
And this is a very demanding job.
这是一个如果按我们人的想法是怎么要用这个方法？为什么不用车？用车子很顺利啊，就是很方便啊。
And this method may be unreasonable to people who may think that the ark is more the cart is more convenient.
当时候约柜就从拿比拿的家。亚比拿达家里被抬出来放在车上了。
The ark was taken from Abinadab's house and placed on the cart.
这个利未的家庭一点都没有意见。
And this Levitical household did not have any other opinions.
现在又发生了乌撒要伸手去扶约柜这个意外。
And the incidents of Uzzah putting his hand on the ark was about to occur.
当然，我们知道乌撒的错误这是圣经里面讲他惹神发怒的。
Of course, it says that Uzzah aroused the anger of God.
那神因为他这个错误就击杀他。
And God struck him because of his error.
是因为他藐视了神的圣洁。
Because he despised God's holiness.
因为神的命令是不可以去摸的。
It was God's command that the ark should not be touched.
利未人顶多只能够把那个杠子放在他肩头上用抬的。
The Levites were merely supposed to put the poles which supported the ark on their shoulders.
所以乌撒被神击杀，我们都知道，因为他当时候没有尊重神。
Uzzah was struck down because he did not fear God.
然后那他的做法呢，其实是担心太多，他对神的约柜态度不正确。
And his concept towards the ark was not correct.
我们再看为什么当时，当然这个是很自然的动作，因为好像那个牛失前蹄啊，一跳起来之后，很有可能这个月桂就会掉下去了。
And this is a very reasonable action because if the oxen stumbled, then the ark would fall over.
哦，所以他是很自然的想要去扶他。
Naturally, he wanted to hold it up.
但其实我们如果想一想。
But if we consider this,
如果这么重的东西真的要滑下去，你一个人扶也扶不住。
You cannot even you cannot hold something so heavy anyway.
况且这个牛失前蹄这件事情应该出于神的。
And
这个牛看我跳吓到，然后那个车子这样子就啊震动了。
Moreover, it was God's will that the oxen stumble.
因为这件事情本身就是不合神的旨意。
Because this act, this event was not done according to God's will.
大卫是用他人的想法去做的，不是按照神的指示。
David did according to his own will.
所以这件事情要教训很多人的。
And this action, this event was to teach many people.
所以当时候，你看，如果真的这个约柜会有危险的时候，神自己会处理。
If the ark was in danger, then God would take care of it.
神自己会让这个约柜不会掉下去的。
And God has His own way to prevent the ark from falling.
这是神的事情，人不用担心。
These are the matters of God, and men need not worry.
所以当时候，乌撒如果对神的约柜有真的敬畏的心，真的态度正确。
If Uzzah had a correct mindset before God,
那时候他就不会伸手去摸。
Then he would not stretch out his hand to touch it.
那他就不会死亡。
And he would not have died.
那当然，这是我们从乌撒本身的做法来看的。
And this is what we can see from Uzzah's actions.
问题现在是为什么乌撒他会很自然的就伸手去摸衣柜
？And the problem is why did Uzzah so naturally touch the ark？
这事实上是很有可能，因为衣柜整天都在他家里。
It might be because that the ark was always in his house.
他就好像天天在一起啊，觉得也没有什么特别、啊。
All day, and he did not think there was something out of the ordinary.
在这几十年当中，圣经也没有记录说在约柜那里发生什么事情。
Because the Bible did not record any events happening during that time.
也没有说，神在约柜里面跟谁讲话。
It did not record how God spoke from the ark.
或者是他们到神的约柜里面去求问神什么事，都没有记录。
And there's no recording of how anyone asked anything of God.
在这段神沉默的日子里面。
And during this period of silence.
这个在约柜前侍立的觉得很自然啊，好像这个是一个 box 而已，没有什么特别啊。
And the people who ministered before the ark considered it to be just a box.
所以他不会觉得说去摸约柜到底有哪里错。
He did not consider that it was wrong to touch the ark.
他会觉得说这是应该的，如果要掉下去，我当然扶他。
He considered that it's natural that he should hold up the ark if it was falling.
但是这个时候，他忽略了神圣洁的要求。
But he neglected God's requirement of holiness.
人在神面前应当要谨慎的行为，他忽略了。
Before God, men must act vigilantly, and this is what he neglected.
他最后用自己的血气跟自己的想法，想要来服侍神，来保护神的约柜。
He used his own fleshly will to try to protect the ark.
啊，最后就成了违背律法的人，被神击杀了。
He became one who trespassed God's law, and he was struck down.
所以乌撒的死亡其实当时候让大卫非常震惊的。
Uzzah's death greatly shocked David.
这个人可能从小都是在照顾这个约柜的。
This man might have ministered before the ark since he was young.
但是他竟然这样一摸就死了。
But he touched it and he died.
让大卫看到神是这么严厉。
David realized how strict God was.
所以你看，大卫害怕，他后来也不敢把约柜带回去了。
David was afraid of the Lord, and he did not dare bring it into his city.
所以我们今天在教会里面，会不会我们的信仰像跟乌撒一样呢
？Today in our church, is anyone's faith like Uzzah's?
我们很多人在教会长大的。
Many of us grow up in the church.
有的甚至从小都在接待教会的工人的。
And some of us receive.Ministers from the church since you were young.
有些家庭有机会接待这些这些教会的工人啊，从小看到大啊。
Some young children have an opportunity to receive church ministers into their house.
接触不一样的工人，长老、执事、传道、执事，什么都有。
They come into contact with pastors and deacons and elders.
在教会多了，看到，诶，这个人也不过这样子而已啊。
And they consider that these are just people.
因为当我们接触教会的事情一多以后，我们就是说，啊，这个人也不完全，那个人也有问题。
And once we come in contact with many matters of the church, we see many problems with this person and that person.
有时候我们可能看到教会很多的缺点。
We see many shortcomings in the church.
很自然的，我们有时候就对神的这些神的事物呢，就觉得好像跟社会也没什么差别。
And we begin to consider that the matters of God are not out of the ordinary.
我们就渐渐的会失落对神的敬畏。
Gradually, we lose our reverence toward God.
会忘记了这个是神的家，这里是神在治理的。
We forget that this is God's house and He is watching over it.
这些个人就算有什么缺点，他有什么不对的地方。
And if an individual person does have a shortcoming,
其实这是神会处理。
God will take care of it.
我们在神面前要一直维持非常敬畏的态度。
Before God, we must maintain a reverent mindset.
因为神的真理不会因人而改变。
Because God's truth will not change because
of man. 神所建立的国度不会因一些人的缺失而有亏损。
And God's kingdom will not be damaged by any shortcoming of individuals.
有时候我们不自己当中会认为说这个事情也没什么大不了。
Sometimes we fall into unknowingly to ourselves. We consider that these things are no big deal.
甚至有时候我们的态度、我们的做法已经违反神的道理，已经去侵犯到神的圣洁，我们都还不知道这个是一个罪的行为。
And when we trespass God's holiness, we do not even consider it to be a sin.
所以啊，如果有这样的态度的时候，要怎么样能够得到祝福呢？
If we have this type of mindset, how can we be blessed?
我们可能信主再久都没有福气。
It doesn't matter how long we have believed, we will not be blessed.
因为当我们对神的态度不正确的时候，
Because when we have a wrong attitude before God,
这是非常危险的事。
This is something very dangerous.
我们如果想想以利的两个儿子就好了。
We can think about the example of Eli's two sons.
以利的两个儿子他们是祭司。
Eli's two sons were priests.
从小就在会幕长大。
They served before the tabernacle.
可是撒母耳记上第二章特别说，他们这两个人是恶人。
But in 2 Samuel chapter 1 it says that these two people were evil.
他们是不认识神的人呢。
They were people who did not know God.
他们的罪在神面前甚重，很重。
And their sin before God was exceedingly great.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们藐视神的祭物。
Because they despise the offering of God.
这是撒母耳记上二章十七节。
This is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 2 verse 17.
这两个人天天在服侍神。
These two men served God every day.
可是他们的做法却是天天在犯罪，在惹神发怒，神只是不讲话而已。
But their methods caused them to sin daily.
这当时他们都不知道。
Since God did not say anything, they did not know.
以利有两个儿子，他们这样子很放肆的去拿祭物去犯奸淫，哎，没事，每天过得好好的，吃得肥肥胖胖的。
And very daringly, they partook of God's offering every day.
那时候他们想说哪里有什么事？ And, 做这个事情有会怎么样吗？
And they did not consider it to be a sin to do these things.
真的，日子久了以后，这两个人越罪犯越犯越大越重。
And day by day, the sins they committed became greater and greater.
可是这个时候神都没讲话。
But during this time, God did not say.
只是派了这个神人去警告这个祭司以利而已。
He sent a man of God to warn Eli.
啊，最后是这个做父亲的很伤心，很忧虑，儿子啊，你们不可以这样子啊。
And Eli, as a father, was very worried and told him, "Sons, you cannot do this."
但是神都没有做什么事啊。
But God did not take any action.
但是不是神没有讲话，不是神认可他们这个作为。
And the silence of God does not mean that God approves of them.
而是最后神要跟他们算总账。
It is that God is waiting to punish them once for all.
他们在神的这个宽容里面，他们执迷不悟。
Within God's mercy, they did not reflect on themselves.
最后同一天被杀。
And they were struck down on the same day.
他们所侍奉的约柜最后被掳。
The ark which before they ministered was captured.
最后你看神的荣耀离开以色列。
The glory of God left Israel.
你看他们在神的家里在侍奉神。
These people served in God's house.
可是最后却是被神击杀的。
But in the end, they were killed by God.
啊，他们对神没有那个敬畏的心，觉得无所谓的。
They thought this was no big deal, and because they had no reverent heart.
所以今天我们若不懂得尊重神。
Today, if we do not know how to honor God,
我们在神面前做多久，机会带多殷勤，可能都没有用。
Even if we work very diligently, it is all in vain.
那这个就是这个，你看在亚比拿达家里面，我们所看到的一个事实。
And this is the fact that we see from Abinadab.
那所以你看这个家接待耶柜这么久的时间，几十年呢？
This household received the ark for so many decades.
但是最后却是这个儿子死。
But at the end, one of their sons were struck down.
让王震惊。
The king was astonished.
让整个本来很欢乐的这个场面变得非常的哀伤了，一样。
This joyful event became a sorrowful one.
这个家庭问题在哪里？
Where does the problem lie in this household?
就在一个态度而已。
It lies only in the mindset.
因为把神当作平常。
Because they considered God to be common.
对神的吩咐不会很在意的。
They did not value God's law.
最后就是受亏损。
And they suffered loss.
这一些信息，我们一定要好好的想一想。
We must ponder carefully about this message.
圣经把这个记录留下来了。
The Bible.Records these events.
其实就是要让我们能够真的在神面前存一个敬畏的心。
So that before God we can have a heart of honor.
不能够因为我们在教会日子久了以后，我们就失落了这个敬虔的态度。
We cannot lose this attitude of fearing God.
那这样子我们的家呢，已经可以世世代代蒙福。
And if we do not, then our families will be blessed generation after generation.
我们这一节机会先到这里。
And this concludes the session of service.
我们休息一下下一节再继续。
Let's take a break and continue next.
我们一起低头默祷。
Let's pray in silence.